Studying EMDR. The trauma clinic was saved by a manager at the Massachusetts Department of Mental Health who had followed our work with children and now asked us to take on the task of organizing the community trauma response team for the Boston area. That was enough to cover our basic operations, and the rest was supplied by an energetic staff who loved what we were doing, including the newly discovered power of EMDR to cure some of the patients whom we'd been unable to help before. My colleagues and I began to show one another videotapes of our EMDR sessions with PTSD patients, which enabled us to observe dramatic week-by-week improvements. We then started to formally measure their progress on a standard PTSD rating scale. We also arranged with Elizabeth Matthew, a young neuroimaging specialist at the New England Deaconess Hospital, to have 12 patients' brains scanned before and after their treatment. After only 3 EMDR sessions, 8 of the 12 had shown a significant decrease in their PTSD scores. On their scans, we could see a sharp increase in prefrontal lobe activation after treatment, as well as much more activity in the anterior cingulate and the basal ganglia. This shift could account for the difference in how they now experienced their trauma. One man reported, "I remember it as though it was a real memory, but it was more distant. Typically, I drowned in it, but this time I was floating on top. I had the feeling that I was in control." A woman told us, "Before, I felt each and every step of it. Now, it's like a whole instead of fragments, so it is more manageable." The trauma had lost its immediacy and become a story about something that happened a long time ago.